Lydia, since I heard Teresa and Mary first, I'm going to recognize them first, then I'll recognize your motion. But Teresa, are you speaking in favor or opposed to the motion?
Well, I guess you might say it's... I'm just making an observation.
Favorable. Okay, I'll recognize your observation, and then Mary, go ahead.
I think that we have to consider that we're going into national, state, local elections, and I sure wish that some of the coverage for those elections would get such specific, thorough coverage that almost over any of these other elections with so much at stake nationally, locally, and on the state level. Thank you.
Mary?
Yeah, I would like to amend the motion to insert the language where it says, when a fund drive occurs during these time periods during an election year, I would like to insert the language, the local election supervisor and the program director shall work together to create a rotation schedule that is both effective for the listenership and not disruptive to the fund drive.
I'll second that.
Okay, that's been seconded, so that amendment is before us.
Mary,
is there anybody who'd like to speak opposed to the amendment? I would like to
Ray,
can I get on the staff?
The amendment.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ray.
Don't forget me, Dave.
Well, maybe it's actually not fair. I think that the amendment is like arranging seats on a sinking ship. I think that this motion is over the top, and there are some aspects that I can support, but I think it's but when we get to that, I'd like to hear how much time people realize this is going to take and so on. But so I'm voting against the amendment because I think it's a band-aid on a major wound.
Okay, this day I would like to, as everybody knows, I actually did a lot to convene this meeting for this purpose, and I have an opinion on it and would like to yield the chair so I can participate in debate. Sarv, before I do that, would you like to
Would you
like to comment on this?
Yeah, I looked at this motion, and it's so detailed and so specific that for all times substituted for the good common sense and conciliatory relationship that the stations are supposed to have with the election supervisors, I think it undermines all that. And so for that reason, I'm going to oppose it, and with that, I'll just yield. And that's all.
Okay, I'd like to yield the chair.
Thanks.
Sarv, will you take over?
Sure.
Sarv, this is Lydia. I had a motion to divide.
Just a second here. Who was on the stack? Lydia?
Yes.
And Rip Robbins.
And this is Bob.
Just one second. Lydia, Rip, Bob.
Can I get on the stack?
Okay, sure. Lisa.
And
who else?
Dave.
Okay, Lydia, Rip, Bob, Lisa, and Dave. Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, I would like to divide the portion that addresses August and September, because for all intents and purposes, that's passed. That's already behind us, and I would like to postpone that discussion until our October teleconference so that we can simplify it and concentrate on what's upcoming.
Second.
I second that, okay.
All right.
Chair?
Yes?
Could both Mary Berg and Lydia Brazon send me copies of the motion and the motion to divide?
Teresa,
what?
You have the motion that I had already sent. I can send it again, though. I mean, my amendment.
Thank you. Sure. I will look for it.
And, okay. Teresa, you have Richard's motion already in your email. And all I'm saying is to move the portion, the first paragraph.
Just to move to divide.
Okay, just let's
remove the first paragraph to when?
To the first teleconference
October.
The October PNB teleconference.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Lydia. So that you made and seconded by Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have discussion on that. And that stack. would like to motivate that. Lydia,
well,
go ahead.
Well, I did motivate it already. Just
okay.
Simply that the dates are passed. So since it's long-term and not relevant at this point, let's just
okay.
deal with it later.
Okay. Don White.
Okay, Don. And anyone else?
Marysburg.
I was
on the favor.
Okay, remember this tag now is just relevant to the amendment for
okay.
division.
Yes, amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. Just fine. Just on
Don and Mary and who else? That's it. Okay, go ahead, Don.
Well, actually, I oppose the amendment, but I mean, it's not life or death to me. But I will remind that the Elections Committee was trying to establish long-term policies and procedures and election processes. So even though it is true that it's not as germane here, I think that what the objective of this motion was is to actually have a complete look at a timeline. So I'll be opposing the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Mary?
I'm speaking in favor for simplification reasons because it's passed. This does not presuppose that in the October teleconference that we cannot, if we debate it then, and it will then go back and do exactly what Don is talking about, assuming they pass. But it's easier for us to consider it now, so it doesn't in any way stop what Don was talking about for establishing a policy. By the time the next election, it will have, assuming everything passes, it will be there anyway. But we will have, so
okay.
I don't see any reason not to go with it.
Okay. Any further discussion on this motion?
Rip Robbins here.
Okay, Rip.
Regarding postponing and then probably, and I think this applies to the whole thing here, when we just passed the motion about the past, following directing Eric Carts in past elections. Now, does this one only apply in election years, meaning political election years?
No.
Or does that mean election year for
our elections?
For Pacifica. Our elections.
For Pacifica
right.
elections.
Delegate.
Well, then, does this contradict the motion that we just passed, or does it support it?
Supports it. It's more specific.
It supports it, though, in the detail. That's my only question because I don't know the history, so thank you.
Okay. Any further question?
Mary Berg, I think his point is, well, why don't we just I would move that we insert the word during each delegate election year to
point
make it
order.
Clear that it's not
no.
political.
You can't just do that. Go ahead, Dave. Point of order.
First, I apologize to the member for interrupting her. The point of order is that that's not germane to the motion to postpone.
Right.
So we're just trying to decide whether
okay.
to postpone,
that's
and
true.
We need to do that first.
Any further
question, I guess?
Who is this?
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mary, but I've got what I was given for this meeting was a motion by Richard Phelps as amended. Then you said you moved to insert something.
Okay, I'll send it to you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Even
right.
It doesn't matter. I'll send
okay.
it to you.
All right. Any objections to motion to divide and to postpone to October?
Well, you know, the hour is late. I am not going to object, even though I do object. But I will not object.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
Great.
If there are no further objections, then we'll take that portion over, postpone to October teleconference call.
Pardon me one more time. Lydia Berzon's motion to divide to move the first paragraph to the October PNB conference, but I'm looking at something that says motion by Richard Phelps as amended, and it's only one paragraph.
Okay. It's a paragraph that reads, resolved during each election year the following election promotion. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay, and the paragraph ends with a sentence that says, for the month of September, up to the candidate entry deadline, a 30-second cart or verbal announcement once every 3 hours advising listeners how to sign up to run as delegate candidates, period. That's the first paragraph.
All right, thank you.
All right. So, any objections to that? If there are no objections, then we adopt that. Any objections? No objection, it's adopted. Okay, so let's take the other part.
Yeah, the point of order, Mr. Chair.
Order, yes.
Then there is the amendment that I made, is the next thing, I believe, to take up.
I'm sorry, point of information.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mary.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, Lydia, the part that you want removed is, starts for the month of August, correct?
Excuse me, Lydia?
Yes.
Could you please state in completeness what is it that you want
for
removed?
The month of August, a 30-second cart or live until the end, until it ends, sign up to run as a delegate candidate.
Thank you.
Are you clear now, Teresa?
Yep.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair.
Okay.
Pardon me. This is Les Rackley. I have a meeting at 8:30. I appreciate what this is. Could people send me whatever is finally passed, the ballot at pacifica.org?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll make sure that you get here, Les.
Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you, Les.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that point of information.
Sure.
I thought that we postponed this until October, the October meeting. Is that correct?
That
sounds like we passed something, and I.
Well, since the August and September, it's already gone. It's moot as far as.
I agree with that. I agree with Lily's motion on that.
Right.
Confused about whether or not mention Richard Phelps' motion again. I thought that whole thing was being discussed in October.
No.
It's
the first paragraph.
It's being divided, and portion of that will be taken up in October. But the rest is we're going to deal with it here.
Portion of that is being dealing with in October. Would Lydia, do you mind clarifying that?
Yes. The portions in Richard Phelps or in the committee's motion that refer to August and September, what was passed was that portion, that first paragraph, will be taken up at the October teleconference since it would only apply to next year's election, not to this election.
Lydia, could you please read the entirety of that you want to postpone to October?
For the month of August, a 60-second card or live announcement of the deadline to be eligible to vote at least once every 3 hours. That this be mandatory was the opening statement. This may include encouragement to run information. For the month of September up to the candidate entry deadline, a 30-second card or verbal announcement once every 3 hours advising listeners how to sign up to run as delegate candidate. So that's passed. That's gone right now. We're not talking about that anymore. But we are talking about the rest of Richard's
and
an amendment by Mary. That's what we are.
Okay, and Mary, what was your amendment?
My amendment is, in Richard's motion, after the words, quote, when a fund drive occurs during these time periods during an election year, unquote, insert the language, quote, the local election supervisor and the program director shall work together to create a rotation schedule that is both effective for the listenership and not disruptive to the fund drive.
Okay. So that's your amendment.
Yeah, and I'm about to send this to Teresa.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mary. I had that listed as something by Serene Roberts. Now I understand.
Okay. That's fine.
Dave,
Teresa.
To speak to the amendment.
Okay, just a second. We'll make a stack here, and we're going to deal with the amendment. And Dave and anyone else?
Bob.
Bob. Anyone else?
Don White.
LaVarne Williams.
Anyone else?
Ray LaForest.
Anyone else? Okay, so let's take a couple of minutes each. And please be brief. If the point has been already made, then no need to make it again. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this undermines the whole point of the motion. We've just heard that there's hostility at the stations, and from all the list traffic I've seen, the argument is, well, we can't do this during fund drive, so I would be completely opposed to it. I think what we need is a motion that calls for and mandates a minimal amount, a floor, a minimum number of airings of the cards, but that allows, that has that number such that obviously there would be the flexibility to avoid a fund drive. For example, there are 4 weeks that precede the election close date, which is November 15th. In those 4 weeks, there are, hang on, I just calculate, 672 hours. If you had, if you have 30 candidates, and each candidate has a cart that's aired, let's say you have 5 day parks, and you wanted to air each candidate cart twice in each day part over the course of that time, that's 300 minutes. So you'd have one cart every other hour for the 4 weeks, or you could reduce it to 2 weeks and do one cart every hour. 1 minute. We're talking 1 minute, one cart. That is not onerous. And so I think the motion should be, and I would like to propose a substitute, and the motion is, hold on just a minute. Well, the motion is basically that we define 5 day parks, and that each candidate cart be aired twice during each day part.
Point of order? Point of order?
Yes, I have a
just checking it. Hold on. Go ahead, Don. What's your point of order?
Well, with all due respect to the chair, whom I respect greatly,
thank you.
We are looking now at an amendment, and I'm just wondering if what he's proposing is another amendment?
Let me tell you. Just 1 second. There's a motion. And there's a first amendment by Mary, and this is the second amendment by Dave.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair. Oh.
So just 1 second. Hold it. And Dave's amendment, he is the right, perfect right to make that amendment, and then
okay.
We can discuss that.
Okay.
Thank you. Chair.
Thank you.
I have a point of order. I was never allowed to motivate mine at all.
I am still in the midst
okay.
of trying
okay.
to make
Okay. Mary, this one is the second amendment.
And I felt that I should be able to motivate my motion before the stack would open up to people opposed to it.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Dave.
I had the floor. I would like to complete my statement.
Okay, go ahead. Complete your statement.
I would like to move that. Here we go. Over the four-week period
please,
preceding...
Dave, just 1 second. Hold on. Whoever is making his martinis, please quit shaking your glass. And let's hear Dave. Thank you.
Over the four, this is to substitute for the amendment and the main motion. Over the four-week period preceding the election close date, 1 minute recorded cards for each candidate for station delegate shall be played by the station at least two times in each of the day parts defined below. Stations may adjust the period of airing carts so that it occupies either 2, 3, or 4 contiguous weeks during this period. The rotation of carts should be random, should be distributed evenly through all hours of each day part, and should ensure that all candidates' carts are aired the same number of times and receive essentially the same exposure. The local election supervisors, under the supervision of the national election supervisor, shall approve the plan for ensuring equal access for all candidate carts. The station shall maintain logs indicating the date and times at which each candidate's cart aired, which shall be provided to the local and national election supervisor. This resolution shall apply to the 2006 and all future delegate elections until and unless it is revised by the National Pacifica National Board. And the day part definitions are weekday drive time, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., weekday midday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., weekday evening, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., overnight, 1 a.m. to 6 a.m., and weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So that's 5 day parts defined. That's the motion I'd like to put forth.
Okay. That's the motion that's put forth.
A substitute.
As like a personal
well,
privilege.
Welcome.
Mary Berg. I would like Dave to mail that to the list. I tried to write it down, but I could not.
No, I understand. I understand.
I'm mailing it right now.
I understand.
Point of information, Dave, my computer says that's too big and won't let me open it.
That's right. Okay. So, anyway.
Something else.
So it's a very, very small amendment that Dave has made. And does everybody remember now what he said?
No, we're going to get it in a minute.
Okay, now, let's see here. Any second to that amendment? No second.
Down in flames.
Okay, so that goes out of the way.
I will second it. I don't know what it is yet, but I will second it.
Oh, Mary.
When I see it.
Okay, it's been seconded. Any discussion on it?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
This is Bob.
Lydia, Bob.
Oh, well, I'll let Bob go first. I've been talking. He has.
But no, Lydia, you can't just be making back
what?
And forth. You want to
what?
Be the first or the second?
I want to be second.
Well, okay. Go ahead, Bob.
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Wait a minute.
Information.
Wait a minute. A substitute motion to what?
To Dave's motion.
Well, you can't do that. That's out of order.
Okay, can I ask when I'll be able to make such a motion?
That will be after we have resolved Dave's motion.
Plus the
okay,
amendment.
Plus the amendment, so on.
In that case, I would like to speak against Dave's motion.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I appreciate the spirit of it, and I think it's in the right sort of broad general direction, but I think it's way too specific for the PNB to be mandating at that level of you know, exactly how each broadcast day should be broken up. I think what I'll be talking about later is something that's much broader and sets down a floor, as Dave said initially, which I agree with, setting a floor, a minimum, that carts must be played a minimal, reasonable time, equitably, and so on, but not getting so specific that at a time that every station, I believe, in October has a pledge drive, which creates very difficult dynamics for maintaining momentum of fundraising at the same time you make sure that all the candidates have the exposure that they are entitled to. So I think it needs to be a little bit less detailed approach, and
thank
that's
you.
What I'll bring back later.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Lydia.
Oh, okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, so I completely agree with not only the spirit, but also the wording in terms of having the X number of carts over 4 weeks. But I just think it needs to be simplified, so I'd like to, I'm going to vote against this and see if Bob comes up with something that I like. If he doesn't, then I'll come up with something. I'm sitting here writing, which you know, I would support something that better says that incorporates a rotation of the day parts and would be an airing of 10 of, 10 times in the four-way period,
right.
In rotation,
right.
Rather than the length and the kind of confusion about it's just a matter of the wording, but I support it, but I'm going to vote against it in hopes that something is better.
Okay.
Well, a moral
point. All right. Anyone else?
Dave.
Excuse me. Anyone else?
LaVarn.
Yes, LaVarn. Go ahead.
Thank you.
And Ray.
I would move to table the amendment, the motion, and until the PNB meeting. I think that we've already put some teeth into what Les was looking for in the first motion, and I think there's so many variations of what we can do and how the cards can be played that we can talk about this until 12 noon tomorrow. So
okay,
I would move that we just table this until the PNB meeting.
Yes, Dave.
No.
Yeah, it's actually a motion to postpone, and it's debatable.
That's is there any particular date, LaVarn, you want to move it to?
I'm sorry, to the PNB meeting. As soon as we get the agenda, I can tell you where it should be placed.
You're talking about the one in Berkeley on
which?
The 29th.
Oh, the in-person PNB meeting?
Point of
LaVarn?
Yes.
Is that in-person PNB meeting in Berkeley? Or?
Well, Walnut Creek, yes.
Walnut Creek. Okay. All right.
Point of
so there's a motion to postpone.
Postpone. Yeah.
Point of information.
Yeah, well, my motion was to table, and Dave said it was to postpone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just may I
table
clarify?
To a certain date is the same as postponing it to certain dates.
No, table motion to
table indefinitely. Table is indefinite.
No, motion to table is within the meeting when you're asking
mm-hmm.
that something be
right.
put aside for something else.
My apologies. Okay, to postpone. Thank you,
that's
Dave.
Why it's not debatable, but the postponement is debatable.
Okay.
I have a point of information, Mary Burke.
Yes, Mary Burke.
Lavarne had actually said amendment. Does she mean the whole?
Go ahead.
I'm trying to ask.
I said the amendment and the motion, but you know whichever one I can apply.
I'm trying to ask my question. She had said amendment, but I'm presuming she means the whole issue. My question, if that's the case, then when it gets postponed, does the amendment and the substitute motion, does it get postponed from where we are now so that we have the original main motion, then the amendment, then the substitute motion, and we take it up from that point? Is that what happens?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's what you want.
Don David, White. Would you like to speak to the motion?
Okay, Lavarne, and then next is Ray.
I'm sorry. I think I gave my explanation when
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Ray, next on the stack.
Yes, actually, I was talking. I was addressing the earlier motion before Lavarne.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, I'm opposed to the postponement because the agenda in Berkeley is already really full, and I think there are a whole lot of other issues related to these elections that we're probably going to also need to deal with it at that time. What I would far prefer is, it was nice of Mary to second mine, I think given the lack of support, we should call the question, dispense with my substitute and with the amendment, hear Bob's proposal, and then if that can't garner support at that time, I'd be willing to postpone. So I'm opposed to the postponement, and I'd like to call all the question on the postponement and the substitute and the amendment.
Your substitute?
Postponement first.
Postponement first,
right.
Yeah.
The postponement first.
Okay. All right. The question has been called. Anybody opposed to ending debate on that?
Well, I would like to call a point of order. It seems like he did an argument and then called the question, which is should not be done.
Well, that is true. But anyway.
I apologize.
Teresa, you're right. You're right.
Postponement. I care about all that.
Thank you, Teresa.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Don.
Is there still discussion on this postponement?
I think the question has been called.
Yeah, but
I oppose
calling the question. I have a comment to make.
Okay, then we can take it. Go ahead, Teresa, take a vote.
It didn't get seconded, so it failed.
Oh, did
what?
What? Lavarne's got
what?
Seconded.
The call of the question requires a second.
Ah.
It didn't get seconded, so you don't need to vote.
Is there any second for calling the question?
Yes. Lydia.
Okay, Lydia. So, okay, the question, it's been seconded, Dave, so that met your requirement. And let's talk about objection, and let's go ahead and Teresa take a roll on it.
We're voting on the postponement?
Yes.
No, Mr. Chair, point of order, we're voting on calling the question.
Calling the question to end the debate.
Well, another way to have done it, Mr. Chair, would have been for you to rule in my favor that
okay. Thank you, Teresa.
Who called the question? Dave Adel.
Dave did.
Okay.
No, call the question. And I'm going to start with AC.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Lisa?
Yes.
Thank you. Patty's not here. Phil?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alan's here. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes. No.
Rip? Rip?
Yes.
Thank you, Rip. Rob? Can't hear Rob. Come back. Deb Shafto's not here. Zarina? Apparently not here. Don?
Abstain.
LaVarne.
No.
Thank you. Nathan is not here. Teresa will say, I'll say yes. Mary?
Well, I would say no because I'm not quite clear on where we're going exactly to, but doesn't
end of
matter.
It, that's it.
No. Evelyn?
Abstain.
Lydia?
Yes.
AC? It said pass. So AC?
Yes.
AC's a yes. And Rob Robinson? Still can't hear Rob Robinson. And the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 yes, 1, 2 no. Pass.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now go back to motion to postpone to October.
Huh?
Take a vote.
No, to the PND meeting in Berkeley.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Not October meeting.
No, it the mo- to postponement to the meeting in
September.
In Walnut Creek. Okay.
I'm sorry. When you had to ask me, I'm sorry. I do need to motivate the motion. I just.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. I think the reason again to take it to the PNB in Walnut Creek is that we have passed a motion that essentially will give again. Less the ability to have carts played at each one of the stations, but the formula for doing this and the variation on this can take is exponentially, and that we can like go through various versions until time has expired for the evening. And I think that we have given less the ability to get it done as he had requested that we do, and that we need to move on, and then we can present, each one can send out their variation of how this should be done, and we should be able to work on this at the PNB meeting. And I think it's more than important to have this as part of the PNB meeting because we are into the election season. And to not have that on the agenda, I think, is remiss on our part. So I would again ask that we would postpone into the PNB meeting, that it is on the agenda, and it definitely needs to be on the agenda. Yes, Thank you.
Okay.
Are you taking your comment against?
I thought we called the question.
The question has been called.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that on LaVarne's motion.
Yeah.
To end debate on all this.
Yes,
oh.
On everything that was.
On everything. So go ahead, Teresa.
The chair entertained a courtesy, but.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, I should.
It was on all pending questions. I didn't get that.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
No, it was not on all pending questions.
Oh.
It was on the postponement, the substitute, and the amendment.
Mm-hmm. Not on the main motion.
Okay. So we just...
I'm sorry.
Can we vote?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Teresa, take a vote on it, the postponement okay. motion.
Tell me again what we are moving to postpone.
For the month...
Bye, Dave.
The whole.
LaVarne just made the motion to postpone it to in-person meeting in Walnut Creek.
Is it the main motion and the amendment?
Yeah. I'm speaking to both.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
Yeah, I was speaking to both. And if we have to do the amendment first, I'll do that. Then we can vote on postponing the main motion. But
LaVarne,
I would
are you on a speakerphone?
Postpone until the Walnut Creek meeting. Both the amendment and the...
And the main motion.
Yes.
All right. So, motion and the two amendments. All right. We're going to Lisa Davis.
Pass.
Bill?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Rosalinda?
No.
Barb? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Rip. Coming back to Rip. Rob? Coming back to Rob. Deb? Serena? Don?
No.
LaVarn?
I'm sorry, yes.
Nathan? Not here. Teresa says no to postponing. Mary? Oh, I'm sorry, Dave?
No.
No, Dave, I didn't let you, you didn't vote on that last one.
Go ahead, Teresa. Yeah.
I just said no.
Okay.
You can't say no twice, Dave.
Mary?
Okay,
yes.
Then I'll go three times. No.
Then I want yes.
No.
Mary says yes.
One yes.
Evelyn?
No, times two.
Thank you. Lydia?
No.
Thank you. AC?
No.
No.
So the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no.
Okay.
So it fails.
Point of, so I don't know what the time thing is. We have 2 minutes for this item remaining.
All right, but we called the question still on amendment.
Move adjournment.
Okay. A second. Okay.
Second.
There's a motion to adjourn.
No.
Point of order.
Yes.
Second. We're in the midst of, we had called the question. We should at least dispense with the motions that the question was called on.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yes, you see, the motion to adjourn, it takes precedent over everything else, Dave.
Yeah, except I would ask that the chair rule it out of order because the vote just taken expresses the will of the body to deal with this issue now.
Exactly.
Had the body been willing to deal with it later, we would.
Right.
Well, then the body can ask for extent.
The effect of adjourning at this point is to place this item as the first item on our agenda at our next meeting.
That's, and we just defeated that.
Yeah, I called the order.
You ruled him out of order.
That's right. Okay, well, let's, all right. I want to rule here. I want to look at them. What is the pleasure of the body?
We already told you.
Now.
We just voted.
Right.
We voted to continue.
We
now
voted
we have to
continue. You have
okay,
a,
so we continue.
We have to extend time, though.
Okay, let's extend.
Yeah,
okay,
because
we've
extended all the time. We're supposed
to
do tonight.
To extend time.
We said we're going to devote 2 hours to this agenda.
Ambrose.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's a motion to extend time.
Made the motion.
Yep.
No,
okay.
No one did.
This
yes,
is
the
no,
idea.
No.
If people would be quiet, I could make a motion to extend.
Go ahead, Lydia, make a motion.
I move to extend 15 minutes.
Okay. Lydia moves to extend time 15 minutes. And it's going to take two-thirds vote to extend time.
Right.
Okay. Any objection to extending time?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
Who was that? Was that LaVarn?
Can't you tell?
Okay.
I'll identify myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Teresa. Take a vote.
Sorry, Mary.
Move to extend. Yes or no?
15 minutes.
Phil Jackson.
No.
Thank you, Phil. Ray?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Ambrose?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Rosalinda?
Yes.
Barb is not voting. Rip?
Yes.
Rip, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you on the last vote.
Yes.
Said yes.
Sorry.
All right. Rob Robinson. Not hearing Rob. Not Serena. Don White.
Yes.
LaVarn.
No.
Hello?
Teresa says yes. Mary?
Let me pass a minute.
Oh, Mary.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Casey?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did not hear anything from Rob Robinson.
Did you ask Dave Adelson?
May. Yes.
Sorry, David Adelson?
Yes.
David Adelson says yes, and I did not hear Rob Robinson.
He's smarter than the rest of us.
Is that a self-critique?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, no.
All right, our time is extended 15 minutes.
Can I get on the stack?
We need to get a life.
Okay.
Sorry, just, wait, what was the vote?
Point of order.
Can you just give us the count?
We called the vote. The next order of business is to call the
right.
vote. Was for to it's vote on the
sorry,
amendment.
Teresa, can you give us the result of the vote that we just
Please.
Take, that we just took?
12 said yes, 3 said no.
Yeah. So the extended time is extended 15 minutes.
Right.
And let's take a vote on the amendment.
This is
amendment.
David Adelson's amendment?
No, Mary Berg.
It's Mary Berg's amendment.
Point of order. We have
oh, no.
to vote down my amendment
I mean,
first.
Sorry, yeah, that's right.
Right,
Dave.
Correct.
Well, the one that's small, the short one?
Yeah, the tone.
Okay.
What?
Okay. All right.
Which one?
Let's take a vote on Dave's amendment.
Point of information. I'm sorry, but which one
Come
are we
on.
Talking about?
The one that has the day parts in it.
The long one.
Reason.
Yeah.
Well, the long one.
Okay. Oh, my. It is
Go ahead, Teresa. I'll take a vote
stop
on it.
Giving me flack. I'm going to ask for it to be read.
Go
Can we please move on?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need order. We only have 15 minutes.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Let's
Thank you,
do it.
Okay, Teresa, go ahead. Take the vote.
Okay.
What is the amendment?
Oh, my God.
It's Dave's long amendment.
Take all 15 minutes to read it.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Don't, Pam.
We're going to talk Ray LaForce.
Don't no need to be
vengeful.
What did Ray say?
No, sorry, no. All right. Please. Go ahead, Teresa.
Can we clarify what we're voting on again?
Dave's substitute motion to have the carts run twice in each day part for 4 weeks. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, short that was.
Quite an extensive thing. Okay. Ray said no. Ambrose?
Of course, yes.
Bob Letterer?
No.
That was the least supportive support I've ever gotten.
Rosalinda?
Don't let it go to your head.
No. Rip?
Go ahead,
Tris.
Rip?
Pass.
Rob Robinson is, I think, not here. Nor is Deb here. Nor is Arena here. Don White?
No.
LaVarne? I can't hear LaVarne.
She got smart, too.
Going back.
Teresa, go ahead.
David Adelson?
Against my better judgment, I'm going to have to vote with Ambrose and say yes.
Well, I'm going to say yes also, just for grin. Mary Berg.
I'm passing for the minute.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Ooh. Lydia?
No.
Casey, I can't hear you.
Another smart one.
Okay, can't Tracy.
Can you call the member to order?
Oh, good.
Very disruptive
I'm
at this point.
All right. Well, Teresa, please speed up a little bit. Let's go.
Davis?
No.
Lisa Davis says no. Phil Jackson? Phil? I can't hear you. Phil Jackson? Okay, I don't hear Phil. Coming back to LaVarne, I don't think I heard you vote. Okay. I give up on LaVarne. Going back to Mary.
No vote, yes.
Okay, good. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no. Oh, I'm sorry. One thing. I forgot to go back to Rip Robbins, who had a pass. Rip? Oh, Rip?
I'm abstaining, but okay. I mean, do we have quorum?
Rip?
Yeah, we have. Okay. So the motion is defeated. So sorry, Dave.
6, no.
I'll recover.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to the
Mary's Amendment.
Mary's Amendment. And that was to insert that wording there. The local election supervisor and the program director shall work together to create a rotation schedule.
After the language about
Mary?
Yes.
I'm just reading it.
Oh.
Your amendment, right? The local station election supervisor and the program director shall work together to create a rotation schedule that's both effective for the listenership and not disruptive to the fund drive.
That was inserted.
You want that afterwards where?
The language.
Year.
In periods of when there was a fund drive. It's
during an election year.
It's
after
the
that?
Fund drive occurs during these time periods during an election year, comma. It's inserted there.
Okay. Everybody clear? Okay, so go ahead, Teresa.
I'm sorry. Could you read that again?
Mary's amendment to the motion is to insert in the motion where it says when a fund drive occurs during these time periods during an election year, the local election supervisor and the program director shall work together to create a rotation schedule that's both effective for the listenership and not disruptive to the fund drive. Okay? So let's take a call on that amendment. Mary, go ahead. Teresa, Madam Secretary.
Okay. I'm sorry. Just 1 minute, please.
Sure.
Ran out of sheet. Okay. Enberg.
Are you calling on me?
Hi, we're going to start with Ambrose Lane.
Yes. Hurry.
All right. Bob?
No.
No. Alan is not here. Rosalinda?
I'll pass.
Rip?
Pass.
Rob Robinson? Don White?
No.
LaVarne? LaVarne? I'm giving up on LaVarne. Nathan's not here. David Adelson?
No.
No, I'm confused. Teresa says yes. Mary?
Yes.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Lydia?
No.
Eight? Bird. Stacy Bird? Whoever's not muted, would you just mute so I can't hear the shout? I'm not hearing.
Yeah,
going on to leave.
Stacy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, now I can.
Something's wrong with my phone, but go ahead. What are we voting on?
Amendment to insert the local election supervisor and the program director shall work together to create a rotation schedule that's most effective for the listenership and not just to the fund drive or during an election.
During fund drives.
let me pass for the second.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry, you said Lisa, yes.
Thank you, Lisa.
Rosalinda?
Phil?
Okay.
Phil? How you doing, Phil?
Just a sec.
Can't hear you, Phil. Coming back to Phil. Ray?
No.
No, okay. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Okay. Rip?
Pass.
Well, you've already passed before.
Oh, you've already passed one time. You abstain?
I'll abstain.
Okay. I didn't mean to be leading you or anything.
That's fine.
All right. AC?
No.
No. All right, the yes is...
Excuse me, Teresa, may I vote?
LaVarne.
Teresa.
I did call your name,
LaVarne, just for a second. Hold on.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
No, and I think that this was a motion that we had already turned down in the election committee, but I'm trying to check the notes, but my vote is no.
LaVarne, your phone is just reaching horribly.
Mm-hmm. What?
Your phone is screeching horribly. I don't know if you're on speaker.
A terrible ringing noise.
Okay, Teresa, go ahead. Continue on.
All right, this... Yes and no. Mr. Chair.
Point of information, could you please repeat what you just said, Teresa?
I said the vote is 6 yes and 6 no. Mr. Chair.
Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. I'm sorry. It's Mr. Chair.
There's one passing, isn't it? Did somebody?
No. They all.
Yes, one abstained.
Okay. So I would say yes.
Thank you.
Oh, please don't make any comments.
Oh.
And.
Point of order?
Seven
order.
Fails, right?
Who's this?
Oh,
point of order, who's this?
This is LaVarne.
Yes, LaVarne.
I believe this motion was voted on the elections committee, and it was defeated, so now it's been brought up again for P&B.
That's fine. Thank you. Thank you for your. All right.
Point of order.
So now, who's this?
Point of order.
Yes, Dave.
I couldn't hear Teresa announce the vote. What was the result?
The vote was before Sar voted. It was 6 yes and 7 no. So I think it failed.
Voted. Exactly. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I would.
It's a point of order.
Teresa.
Yeah. And even
Teresa.
With voting, it's
Teresa.
Just ties, right?
Teresa.
Yes.
What? Your vote count was 6 yes, 6 no.
No.
1 abstain.
I'm sorry. My apologies, Mr. Chair. It was 6 yes, 7 no.
Oh, you said
6.
Oh,
okay. You said 6.
No, she tried to correct herself, but because other people were breathing hard and carrying on, she was hard to hear, but I heard her.
All right. Would you retake? I want you to take the count again.
Point of order. I don't believe there's anyone else other than the chair has asked for a roll again.
Yes, I would like a recount. This is Rosalind.
LaVarne, there's a different interpretation. People didn't hear it.
You don't need to address me separately there. It's been someone who has asked for a recount. Thank you.
Okay, thank
proceed.
You. All right, that's fine. That's fine.
With Ambrose. Ambrose?
Yes.
Okay, Bob?
No.
Rosalinda?
Yes.
Rip?
Abstain.
Thank you. Don?
No.
LaVarne?
No, I'm sorry.
Dave?
No.
Teresa says yes.
Mary Berg says yes.
Evelyn? Can't hear Evelyn.
No.
Oh, okay, that's a change. Lydia?
No, but did Lisa say yes herself? I didn't vote yet.
She hasn't voted yet,
please.
Teresa. A.C. Bird?
No.
Oh, and Lisa says?
Yes.
And Phil Jackson, who I think has sneaked off here.
I don't think he sneaked. I think he just left.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Four, five. Now it's five, yes.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
I didn't vote, by the way. Is Ray?
No, you didn't.
Teresa?
Yeah?
Would you please make sure that you take all these people that are here and count their votes? Ray, he said he didn't get called upon. Please call him.
No, he wasn't called. Okay. I'm sorry. Ray LaForest?
Okay, but no.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
One, two, three, four, five. That's five yeses. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight, no. You failed.
All right. Thank you
Does
very much.
Did anybody else catch the irony of us
and
deciding on how voting will be done?
Yeah, I sure do.
And
I do,
Mr. Chairman,
amendment. Yes, go ahead.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Since we're streaming, I would just like to make the comment that it's too bad that such a small number of board members were involved in such a vote that's going to have such an impact.
Thank you. I think it's not a personal privilege. It's out of order.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you very much. Okay, the amendment is defeated.
Mr. Point of information, Mr. Chair, he could put that as a...
no, Madam Secretary. Madam Secretary, would you be kind enough to take the roll calls when we ask, and then that ought to do it, Secretaries. Okay, the next thing is, let's address the remaining issue here, and that is what I was left of that motion.
This is Bob.
Okay, October, November, candidate cards played 3 hours and at least two candidate forums or debates before October. That part of it is left.
Bob, I don't think he can hear you.
I don't think so either.
Did you hear me, Sarv?
No, I didn't. Now I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a substitute motion.
Okay.
Okay. I move to replace all the language in Richard Phelps' motion up to the part that begins, and so in other words, this next part would stay in, okay? The station shall maintain logs of actual playing times, which shall be provided to the local election supervisor. Nothing in this resolution prohibits the station from doing more election coverage. Should the election times change, these requirements shall be adjusted accordingly. So that's what stays, and now the replacement would be as follows. During delegate election periods, parenthesis, between September 25th and November 15th, close parenthesis, each station shall play each candidate's cart at least 10 times and at least one candidate forum, including all available candidates, no later than October 31st. Within these requirements, the local election supervisor shall work together with each station's program director and general manager to create a cart rotation schedule that is not disruptive to any fund drive underway, and that allows each candidate to be heard the same number of times, distributed in different parts of the day and different parts of the election period. Each station shall also make audios of the carts and forums available on its website.
Okay. That's a very, very nice motion. Is there a second? Okay. The motion has been seconded. The only problem I have is that we have run out of time.
We're out of time, yeah. I move that we...
And so, unless
during the, I move
okay.
That we end.
Okay. Is there any? The time is out, and move to extend time.
Yes, Mary Berg moves to extend time.
By how much?
Second. 10 minutes. Will that do it?
What time was suggested? How much?
Mary.
I said. 10 minutes is 10. I would.
Oh, Mary. Mary, please just
my
tell us the time.
To extend time. I said 10 minutes.
Okay, then no need for commentary.
Well,
now, okay, any second to it?
I suppose 15 before it's seconded.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. I will yield to David 15.